You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Medical insurance group Momentum has opted to hold off on increasing the contributions its members make to its various schemes until September 2022. Only then will a higher pricing start to kick in. We discuss this further and also the general trends that we are seeing in terms of COVID-19 with Damien McHugh, the executive at Momentum Health Solutions. Damien, thanks for joining the show. So you're providing your members with a further relief, welcomed development, I imagine. Tell us exactly how much this will cost you.
Yeah, sure. Good evening, Cici, and good evening to your listeners. A medical scheme ultimately belongs to its members. And you know, the Board of Trustees has to sit in and we have to think about how we remain relevant. And just your previous discussion talking about how our economy has been under pressure, you know, in various areas. I think the consumers probably more than ever have been under pressure financially over the last sort of 18 months. And funny enough, even though it was a healthcare crisis, and it still is a healthcare pandemic, medical schemes over this period have actually probably made more money than everyone would have anticipated. And that's largely because people hadn't been utilizing healthcare services during the lockdown. So medical schemes ultimately were collecting too much money in premium and paying out less claims than they normally would have. And as a result of that, we were looking at ways to see how we could, if you like, provide a deferment or a value back to the consumers that have been part of the ones that have contributed more, and at the same time be socially relevant, being able to provide back. So, you know, the scheme will probably, the deferment is probably costing over 200 million rand to try and provide that assistance back to its members.
And why have you marked September 2022 as the period where the relief will end?
We wanted to try and make sure that the increase over the whole year is not something that's, you know, significant. We wanted to make sure, firstly, that the medical inflation in the premiums was correct. So that's why we've decided to do it 6% and do it from September. And the reason why we delayed till September is because that makes the effective increase 2%, which we think over a year is very manageable for consumers to be able to budget and to work through. Also, the later we do it, hopefully the more the economies bounce back, the more the effective the vaccine implementation and rollout has been. Maybe jobs are back, and consumers will be able to deal with an increase later. The earlier you do it, it's harder because the economy hasn't bounced back yet. So those are the two main reasons.
Just given the fact that, I mean, when 2020 ended, I think we all thought that we had seen the back of COVID-19 until we arrived in 2021 and we were confronted with the various mutations of the virus. In the unfortunate scenario in which perhaps 2022 is also a roller coaster ride of a year in terms of the new variants that may emerge, will you perhaps look at assessing the end or the termination of the relief, or is it set in stone that you can only provide relief up until September 2022?
At the moment, we want to bring certainty to the consumer and to the advice community who are helping consumers make their choices for the 2022 year. So at the moment, with the information we currently have, we would probably say it will be set like that. And if we are, let's say there's more lockdowns, let's hope not, please. I don't think our economy or any of us want to go through any more of those. But if that had to happen, let's say we had another year where healthcare costs were saved massively in medical schemes, you know, we could then provide a deferment in the following year even longer or a greater amount of deferment. So I think that there's a lot of unknowns. Like you say, there could be new variants. There could be all sorts of things. It could be, you know, the cost of COVID, not enough vaccine rollout happening and people not taking the vaccine, and the cost of the treatment that we have to provide, you know, remain significantly high. Then, you know, those unknowns that schemes have to plan for into the future could potentially then impact the schemes negatively. So for now, I think it's kind of set in stone with the information that we have. But these are unusual times. And so, you know, we have to adapt with them. I don't think we've had schemes in the last 20 years, changing increase periods from 1 January. It's been kind of the most consistent thing, you know, in the world, like death and taxes, literally, you know, medical schemes increasing 1 January. So I think we've seen, you know, new ways of trying to help consumers, new ways of innovating, and we want to be right at the cutting edge of being able to help consumers through difficult times.
Today we heard news from the National Institute of Communicable Diseases that South Africa had officially exited its third wave of coronavirus infections. Does your data tally with that announcement?
Yes, it does. We've seen the number of infections, and obviously as a result of that, the number of claims across all the medical schemes you administer, you know, be lesser than what it has been in times past. It doesn't mean, I just want to warn consumers, just because we're out of the third wave doesn't mean you need to be vigilant around wearing face masks, getting vaccinated. Those things are still so important as we wish that our economy opens up even more. You know, particularly for us, we're going into our summer months now as South Africa. We want to experience sports, we want to experience concerts, we want to experience all of those things that we miss. You know, in order to do that, we've got to still make sure we do the wise things so we don't, you know, start 2022 with a fourth wave. You know, we really don't, or at least if we are going to, let's make sure that the impact of that fourth wave is significantly lower than waves 1, 2, and 3. So yes, our data does, but please, let's not stop being vigilant.
And of course, what a lot of these scientists and the experts are saying is to minimize the impacts of further waves, we need to maximize vaccinations. And so what are the vaccination rates looking like across your various sites?
We have 5 sites across the country, Cici, and unfortunately, we wish more people were coming. They particularly in the afternoons, are not as busy as they had been in the past, and therefore we have actually capacity. And you probably find that's true right across almost all the sites in the country. Is there's enough vaccine, there's enough people to be able to provide the vaccine. What we're missing are the people to get the vaccine, and so it really is something that I'm sure people are hesitant about, and I understand that because we don't always have all the information. But for those of us that are close, let me tell you that, you know, people that are up in ICU at the moment, people that are dying, 99.9% of those people are genuine people who haven't been vaccinated. The vaccine provides real great safety and real great security to you and your community around you. I think that's the other important part. You're not doing it for yourself, you're doing it for your community around you. And so encourage people in your family or people in your community around you to have the vaccine. It really, really does help, and it will help all of us get back to some normalcy in our lives.
But as Momentum, how are you trying to address the challenge of vaccine hesitancy?
We've actually done quite a number of campaigns. You see, right across different radio stations, different, you know, incentives. In fact, in our launch today around our changes around our health insurance products, we've actually built some incentives into the model which encourage people. So there's additional. We have a rewards program called Health Returns, where you know, if you do some activity and you know, you have a healthier heart, we call it a healthy heart score. We provide you with money back every month that you can then put into your medical scheme savings account and use it for claims. It's almost free money, and we're enhancing that free money this year by giving you additional money if you've had the vaccine. So we're trying to, you know, encourage people to do the right thing by providing incentives. Probably, you know, the old stick and carrot. We're using the carrot approach to try and help people and understand the value of doing it. So there are lots of campaigns, education campaigns. You know, we've been doing, you know, video series for our clients for them to see and understand from medical specialists, epidemiologists. And we've been running webinars at clients, you know, and even companies that aren't our clients. We've been trying to, you know, get out to them to try and help them understand the value and the power of being vaccinated and trying to lay some of the myths that we all hear, you know.
Well, I hear you 100%. You're spreading the word. But I think that your members who do listen to the market update will certainly find relief in the relief you have granted by way of not increasing medical contributions at a time where the economy is still in a very precarious position. But Damien, thanks so much for your time. We'll leave it there. Damien McHugh, the executive at Momentum Health Solutions.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.